Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be deep diving into Miami luxury real estate.
Oh yeah.
We've got some articles and a podcast episode from Pocket Listing Insights.
Sounds fun.
And I think it's going to be pretty interesting to kind of see how the ultra wealthy are shaping this market.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right into it. I guess starting with the Aston Martin residences.
Oh yeah, yeah.
In Miami. Have you heard about this?
I have, yeah. It's really interesting. You know, it's not just about the brand name.
Right.
You know, it's the lifestyle that they're selling. You know, there's one penthouse on the market right now for $35 million.
Wow.
And get this, it's never even been lived in.
$35 million and never lived in?
The previous owner bought it as an investment for just over $15 million.
Oh, wow.
It shows you how, you know, luxury real estate is becoming a global asset class. You know, for these investors, it's not about, you know, having a place to live. It's more about diversifying their portfolio.
So it's more like stocks or bonds.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly. And Miami, with, you know, its international appeal and growing luxury market, primed hearted for these investors.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what kind of things do you think they're putting in these places to make it worth, you know, that much money?
Well, it seems like the developers are pulling out all the stops, you know. They're offering amenities that go way beyond, you know, just a typical luxury experience.
Sure.
You know, we're talking private gyms, rooftop pools, you know, in-building concierge services, all that and more.
So $35 million for never lived in, maybe isn't that crazy?
Perhaps not.
Maybe not.
But let's move on to another iconic location.
Okay.
Star Island. Now, this isn't your average neighborhood.
Right.
This is a man-made island, only 30 properties.
Wow.
Making it one of the most exclusive addresses in all of Miami.
Before we get into that, you mentioned earlier off-market deals.
Sure.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. Off-market properties are those that aren't publicly listed for sale.
Okay.
And they're often sold through private networks and platforms like Pocket Listing, you know, catering to a clientele that values discretion.
Okay.
And exclusivity.
I got it.
And on Star Island, a recent off-market deal just shattered records.
Okay, so this record-breaking sale, how much are we talking here?
An estate on Star Island just sold for $120 million.
Wow.
That blows past the previous record of $107
million. Wow. That's wild. And you know, it's even crazier. The new owner, they're planning a teardown.
They are?
Of a $120 million property.
Mm-hmm.
What could possibly make someone tear down a property worth that much?
Well, you know, it sounds crazy, but the land itself is so valuable on Star Island that they're going to build something completely new.
So the existing mansion is basically irrelevant.
It seems that way.
Wow.
Really highlights the cachet, the desirability of, you know, owning a piece of Star Island.
Yeah, for sure. And get this. The previous owner was Vladislav Dornan,
okay.
Russian billionaire.
Right.
He bought the estate from Shaquille O'Neal back in 2009.
Yeah.
So this property has quite a history.
It does, yeah.
Okay, so speaking of shifting trends, Miami's not the only Florida hotspot attracting the ultra-wealthy. What about Palm Beach County?
Yeah. Palm Beach County is also seeing a huge surge in luxury real estate activity.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see the appeal. Beautiful waterfront estates, more relaxed lifestyle. But is there something else driving that trend?
You know, it's definitely a big part of it.
Yeah.
But there's another major factor at play, favorable tax benefits.
Okay, yeah.
Florida has no state income tax.
Right.
Which is a huge draw for wealthy individuals looking to minimize their tax burden compared to places like the Northeast.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's a combo of lifestyle and financial incentives driving this market.
Mm.
What about the properties themselves? Are we seeing any, like, specific trends there?
Yeah. One key takeaway is that buyers are looking for modern masterpieces, not just, you know, classic mansions.
Okay.
Sleek, contemporary designs that reflect their lifestyle, you know, their taste.
So they want more of a statement piece than just a house.
Precisely. There's a quote from one of the articles, Vince Marotta, real estate expert. He says, "Modernity is as crucial as location in this market."
Interesting.
Not just about having a house on the water.
Right.
It's about having a house that's on the cutting edge of design.
I get it. And it sounds like they're willing to pay a premium for it.
Oh, absolutely.
They mentioned that a lot of these transactions are all cash.
That's right.
Which is, I mean, mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. Clear indicator of the serious buying power we're talking about. These buyers aren't messing around. They want what they want.
Right.
They're willing to pay top dollar to get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a whole different world. It really is.
Yeah.
But one thing I find really interesting is, you know, the rise of quiet luxury.
Quiet luxury.
Yeah. It's kind of a shift away from those flashy displays of wealth towards something more understated and elegant.
So less look at my gold-plated everything, and more look at the impeccable craftsmanship and subtle details.
Exactly. It's about quality over quantity. You know, experience over extravagance.
I see. So when you reach a certain level of wealth,
yeah,
you don't need to shout it from the rooftops.
Right.
You can let the quality speak for itself.
Exactly.
So is that what's driving this trend? Just a desire for privacy and exclusivity?
Well, that's a big part of it. Yeah. You know, the ultra wealthy are looking for havens that offer privacy, you know, a sense of escape from the pressures of public life.
Right. Makes sense. So I guess gated communities, private security details, maybe even a panic room or two. I'm just speculating.
Well, those are certainly possibilities. Right. But, you know, it's not always about, you know, physical security.
Okay.
It's about creating a lifestyle that's kind of shielded from the outside world. You know,
yeah.
A sanctuary where they can relax and recharge away from the constant scrutiny.
Makes sense. So let's circle back to Star Island for a moment.
Sure.
We know it's one of the most exclusive addresses in Miami, but what's the history behind it? You know, what makes it so coveted?
Yeah, Star Island has a fascinating history.
Okay.
It's, as we mentioned earlier, it's man-made, created back in the 1920s. And from the beginning, it was envisioned as this playground for the rich and famous. Oh. And it quickly lived up to that reputation.
Oh, I bet. There's got to be some juicy stories from back in the day. Any famous residents we should know about?
Oh, absolutely. Besides Shaquille O'Neal, you know, Star Island has been home to Gloria Estefan, Jennifer Lopez, Rosie O'Donnell, Sean Combs.
Wow. That's a star-studded lineup.
The list goes on and on.
Sounds like the perfect place for a celebrity sighting.
It is, yeah.
But it's not just celebrities, though.
Right.
I imagine there are plenty of CEOs and entrepreneurs calling Star Island home.
You're absolutely right. In recent years, Miami and Star Island in particular has become a magnet for this new wave of wealth creation.
Okay.
And it's no longer just, you know, a retirement destination or a place to park your money.
Right.
It's a hub for innovation, deal making, attracting tech entrepreneurs, financiers, global business leaders.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you want to be at the center of the action, Miami's the place to be.
Yeah.
And that probably contributes to those sky-high property values we keep hearing about.
You're right.
But let's not forget about Palm Beach County. You know, it may have a more laid-back vibe than Miami, but it's still attracting its fair share of, you know, billionaires and celebrities.
Yeah. Palm Beach has always had this air of old money elegance. Mm-hmm. It's all about sprawling estates, manicured lawns, a slower pace of life.
Sounds idyllic.
It really is.
The perfect place to kind of escape the stress and just enjoy, you know, the finer things in life.
Absolutely.
But even Palm Beach is undergoing a transformation, I imagine.
It is.
Developers buying up these older properties, giving them like a modern makeover.
Exactly. Catering to a new generation of wealthy buyers, you know, who appreciate classic Palm Beach charm, but want a home that that also reflects their contemporary tastes.
So it's kind of a blend of old and new.
It is.
Traditional elegance with a modern twist.
Exactly. They're preserving the character and history of Palm Beach while updating it for a new era.
Right.
And it seems to be working. You know, Palm Beach County is holding its own against the glitz and glam of Miami, mm-hmm. attracting a different type of buyer, one who values privacy, tradition, and that understated luxury.
So there's a luxury market for every taste.
It seems that way.
Whether you prefer the vibrancy of Miami or the tranquility of Palm Beach, there's a perfect niche for you.
That's a great point.
It's all about finding the place that aligns with, you know, your lifestyle and your aspirations.
That's a great point. And it brings us to another interesting trend that's gaining momentum in the luxury market.
Okay.
Sustainable luxury.
Sustainable luxury. So solar panels on mansions and electric charging stations for fleets of sports cars.
It's much more than that. As awareness of, you know, climate change and environmental issues grows, even the ultra wealthy are prioritizing sustainability in their homes. You know, mm-hmm. they're looking for homes that are not only luxurious, but also energy efficient and environmentally responsible.
So they want to live in luxury without feeling guilty
yeah.
about, you know, their carbon footprint.
Yeah. There's definitely a growing awareness of the need to, you know, live more responsibly.
Sure.
Even in the world of luxury. So we're talking about homes with geothermal heating and cooling systems,
yeah.
rainwater harvesting, you know, advanced insulation to minimize energy consumption.
So they're really pulling out all the stops to minimize their impact.
Right.
Without sacrificing any of the comforts that they're, you know, used to.
Exactly.
And it's not just about altruism.
No.
I mean, sustainable features can enhance the, you know, the value of a property.
They can, yeah.
Buyers are willing to pay a premium for homes that are good for the planet.
Absolutely.
So it's a win-win.
It is, yeah.
Enjoy a luxurious lifestyle. You know that you're doing your part for the environment.
Right.
And your property value goes up.
It's a positive development. It really is. It shows that even in the pursuit of luxury, there's room for responsibility.
Yeah.
And a commitment to a better future. And it brings us back to a bigger question. What does this all mean?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about luxury real estate, but it feels like we're talking about so much more than that.
Yeah.
You know, it's about wealth, lifestyle, even the future of our planet.
You're right. We're seeing a shift in how the ultra wealthy are approaching, you know, their lives, their investments.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just buying homes. They're buying into a vision of the future.
Right.
And that vision includes sustainability, exclusivity,
right.
a desire for a more private and curated experience.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to think about, but it's fascinating. Really is.
Yeah, it really is fascinating to see how all these trends play out, you know?
Yeah.
What it means for the future of luxury living.
It is. It is. But I have to admit, I'm still kind of hung up on those incredible properties we talked about.
Right.
That Aston Martin penthouse with the private pool.
Oh, yeah.
And the panoramic views.
Yeah.
It's the stuff of dreams.
It's hard not to be impressed, you know?
Yeah.
By the sheer scale and opulence of these homes.
Right.
But, you know, it's important to remember that they represent just a tiny sliver of the real estate market.
Right,
most of us aren't in the market for, you know, $120 million estate on Star Island.
True, true. But that doesn't mean we can't, you know, learn something from all this.
Right.
Even if we're not shopping for a multi-million dollar mansion.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Absolutely. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just someone who's, you know, curious about the world of luxury real estate.
Right.
There are insights here that that can be applied to any real estate decision.
Okay.
For example, we've seen how important location and modernity are to today's high-end buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And those are factors that are relevant at every price point.
Right. Right. And we can't forget about the emphasis on sustainability.
Absolutely.
It's not just a trend in luxury real estate. It's becoming a key consideration for buyers across the board.
It really is. You know, buyers are increasingly looking for homes that are energy efficient, that have a, you know, a smaller environmental footprint. It's good for the planet and it can save you money in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. We also learned about the world of off-market deals.
Yeah.
Which was completely new to me. Amazing to think there's this whole hidden market where properties are bought and sold without ever being publicly listed.
It's a fascinating world. You know, platforms like Pocket Listing are catering to a clientele that, you know, values discretion and exclusivity.
Yeah.
And it's a reminder that, you know, sometimes the best opportunities are the ones you don't hear about through traditional channels.
Yeah. Makes you wonder what other hidden gems are out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
But beyond the specific trends and insights, I think this deep dive has also sparked, you know, some bigger questions about the role of wealth in our society.
You're right. You're hitting on a crucial point.
Sure.
The ultra wealthy are shaping the real estate landscape in a huge way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're driving up prices, creating these enclaves of exclusivity,
right.
Influencing development trends. And it raises questions about, you know, affordability, inequality, the impact on communities.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
Yeah.
I mean, on one hand, you have the economic benefits of luxury development. But on the other hand, you know, you have concerns about displacement and the widening gap between the haves and have-nots.
It's a delicate balance.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation that goes way beyond just real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about how we define success, how we use our resources, the kind of world we want to create for future generations.
Yeah, I like that. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Miami's luxury real estate scene, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about, you know, a question that's been kind of swirling in my mind throughout this whole conversation.
Okay.
What does luxury mean to you?
That's a great question. you know?
Yeah.
Is it about, material possessions, exclusive experiences, or is it something more intangible, you know, like a sense of freedom, security, fulfillment?
Yeah. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
It's personal. It evolves as we, you know, go through life.
Right.
But I think by reflecting on this question, we can start to, you know, define our own values and aspirations.
I think so, too. And maybe it will even inspire us to, you know, to create our own version of luxury, whatever that may be. You know, it might not involve a penthouse overlooking Miami, but it can be just as meaningful.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point to end on.
Yeah.
Luxury isn't just about price tags. It's about living a life that aligns with your values and brings you joy.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.